Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Timken India Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Annamalai Jayaraj from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Nirav. Welcome all the participants to Timken India Limited Q2 FY24 post-result conference call. From Timken India Limited management, we have with us today Mr. Sanjay Koul, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Avishrant Keshava, Full-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks to be followed by question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, and good morning, everybody. I'll just give you a little bit of a summary of our Q2 2023-24 performance highlights, and then after that, we can go into any Q&A. So our Q2 revenue was down 5% over the last quarter. That was Q1 of the current year and impacted by seasonality factors and also our export markets under a challenge there. And then we had some nice price realization and also steel prices softening. So you can see that our profit before tax improved by 100 basis points to 18% compared to the last quarter. So that way, a bit lower volume cost control helped in a better leverage, improved PBT by 30 basis points, excluding one-time gain, which was there. Ease in inflation, obviously, is there. We know that steel prices softening, though currently, again, the steel companies are coming back and asking for an increase. So overall, we had maintained a robust balance sheet with reduced almost nil debt levels. So that is ensuring financial stability and obviously strategic flexibility. Our greenfield project is almost as per schedule. If we take the Diwali week out and our piling work exercise all complete there. So with that, I would be ready for questions and open it for general questions and Q&A.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ankur Sharma from HDFC Life. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Thanks for your time, and I appreciate you taking out time for these calls now more regularly. So a few questions. One was starting with exports. If you could just help us, what was the decline on a YOY basis on the export side? And more importantly, how are you seeing some of these end markets, both in the U.S. and Europe, kind of evolve? When do you think we see a bottom? When do we start or expect a recovery kind of starting off for us?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the question. So if I say generally, export used to be if you take last year YTD figures and break it up, 32% was our export intercompany, whichever way you want to call it. And this year at YTD, we are at 23% in our sales total pie. So obviously, there is almost a 9% decline in the pie itself on export. So if you look at the markets generally, we see that the China market is down, though we don't sell a lot of stuff from India to China. But the Chinese market, especially their wind energy, is down. That market itself is down. Australian market is flattish. ASEAN is down. Europe is flattish, and North America certainly is down. Now we see that while the North American market obviously decline was quick, we also see that the recovery might be also pretty quick as well. Like if you see North American market, rail is pretty much okay there currently, though they are 0 to 8 inch, the product line which we are exporting from here to that market, which goes into heavy truck and also goes into their other agriculture tractors and things like that. There definitely those companies have made sure that their inventories are down, their safety stocks are down. But at the same time, when we look at our forward-looking demand, it has started already improving. When I look at the January, February, March quarter, as I look towards that, I see those demands are all showing green shoots. So whether that is sustainable, whether those safety stocks and inventories have bottomed out there and they want to slowly come back, we definitely see the green shoots there. But overall, the market is not like an Indian market, you know, where you can predict easily that it is a robust market, it is growing. That cannot be said either for China or America at this moment, or for the ASEAN as well.
Right. But at least so on a Q1Q basis, would exports start looking up, in the next 1-2 quarters? That's a fair assumption, right, based on the green shoots you're seeing?
So, like I said, that if you see this quarter, out of my total pie of sales, 25% was export, and YTD is 23. Last year, YTD was at 32 for the first 6 months. And I think this is on a growing trend. So, generally our pie has between 30 to 35 is generally the percentage breakup of exports for us. So it is inching towards that.
I understand. Okay. So also on the domestic market, especially on rail, if you could talk about, how has the growth been? Are you starting to at least see any slowdown there? I know the election's coming up. That's the general election, so is there any slowdown? Also, any increased competition, with any new player? Because, both STF and Schaffer also are trying to make inroads into the rail side in a bigger way. So one was on the demand and growth, second was on competition.
Rail definitely in this quarter for which we are talking about, the rail for us has shrunk, not because of the orders, but mostly because of the buying. And I see that remaining slow during October, November, December as well. And come January, that is again going to go up. There is enough orders in the system, both with railways, wagon builders, and then with the major bearing players. and we are obviously ahead of the pack there. So currently the slowdown in rail in India definitely is unlike North America is pretty stable. For example, in India there is the slowdown on making the wagons or turning that out, which we see going to happen in next quarter. We got a major lift away, and come January I think they should be picking up. And if you see, if I see my own regression analysis of last 7-8 national elections, generally before the national election, the buying improves. So, if the elections are in, say, June, July, January, February, March, April, generally are very, very good. So I am already seeing that happening for domestic rail as well as for Timken is concerned. Now, coming to your other question, that there is competition. So competition is always has been always there, will always be there. It is not only about same players play the same application in different parts of the world as well. So Timken has been in this in India for railway right from the time we were the first company which indigenized all the components for Indian rail 30 years back here in India, and we have continued doing that, and obviously we have introduced high capacity classy bearing for the freight car, which RDSO approved, and now everybody has kind of, you know, worked to that spec. So we are always working on the technology aspect of it, so that the Indian Railways and the end customer get better bearing, which have a longer life and are modern in terms of technology. So while the competition will be there, which is good, which is good for the customer, which is good for technology, I do not see us kind of in a zone where we kind of you know, we compete with the names you said in other industry every day, and we win. And on railway particular, I think the kind of supply chain we have created, you know, for say for example, melting of steel till grinding, I do within 20 kilometers in Jamshedpur. I don't think anybody can create that supply chain overnight. So so all that put together, we are on a very strong ground on railways. We have the technology, we have the assets in place. We do all kind of railway stuff out of our plant in Jamshedpur. We have created world class supply chains in India, and I don't I am not you know, anybody can go and crash their prices and burn their company.
Okay.
They don't do that. I think we are in a good wicket.
Sure. And just one last one, if I may, if you could give us the breakup, you know, of your sales, you know, by segment in percentage terms. Like you said, exports are 25% this quarter. If you could just help us with rail, CVs, process and distribution.
Oh, so rail, this gone quarter, rail was 15% of the pie. And mobile, other, which is, you know, heavy truck and agriculture all put together was 21%. Distribution was 20% of our pie. Process, which includes heavy equipment, stationery, was 19%. And our exports were at 25%.
Perfect. Got that. Great, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Mahesh from LIC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. I have only one question. Sir, last two quarters, we have been growing in either in double digit, and last quarter, we were in negative in terms of growth. So do you think... this is, I mean, worst is behind us, at least from next quarter onwards, we will be able to see some kind of growth.
I would say that, you know, if you have to, you know, if we have to go back to the same growth, another one more quarter to kind of start hitting that holistic growth. But overall, I think that when we close the year, I think we'll certainly do better than the last year. So that would be the, you know, when we close this financial year, it will be certainly better than the last financial. But if you see Q over Q, maybe one more quarter is going to be because of in India you got these elections, which is currently, you know, it might look surprising even to get a truck, go to, a customer in Indore is not easy, you know. So a lot of those challenges are there. People are not available. A lot of production is going down because of guys who are on the shop floor going to their villages for voting and all that. So I would say this quarter again should be, you know, similar nature. And from January onwards, I think, it would be back to the old this, and I see the green shoots again in the North America, while people have, you know, cleared their inventory, cleared their safety stock. Now they are also getting ready, so we see some green shoots there as well.
Sir, slowdown on export size, was we surprised by the slowdown, quantum of the slowdown? Or
I think slowdown was not a surprise, but the speed of slowdown was a little bit of a surprise.
Sure. Thank you so much.
So this bottoming, quick bottom up, bottoming out was a little bit of a surprise. I would have personally thought that it would have been a little bit more gradual.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
And the good thing about quick bottom out is that then the rise also quick. So that is the general trend of last 25 years.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dipesh Agarwal from UTI Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. So my first question is, if I look at the extent of decline in your exports versus what parent has reported, there is a significant difference. So the parent numbers are not that bad as our exports. So is it fair to say the much of the decline is led by inventory correction, or there is an impact on our SKUs which we export?
So the general answer, holistic answer is actually everybody has, for their cash flows, probably Timken, any other American company, everybody has concentrated on, lowering their safety stocks and then also, converting their inventory into cash. So same is for Timken also, you got inventory on the waters, sailing time from here to North America, 3 to 4 months, and then you got, obviously, you have to take care of the coefficient of variation. So you got finished goods in the warehouses, and then you got the safety stocks in the warehouses. And when people are looking, there is a possibility of the market tanking out. So they will start whatever is on the water is going to come to them anyway. But then so that no future thing comes in, so that you can correct your inventories and safety stocks and turn them down. So the source gets hit first, and so that is the reason for us as well.
Sure. What was the split of exports in terms of railway and the MHCVs?
50 generally our, between our TS, that is 0 to H taper bearing, and railway, 45-55, 50-50, given the month, so it is generally half-half. So North American rail is actually pretty okay now, and the order book for us is also pretty okay. So that part is going to help a lot in coming months and quarters.
Sure. So coming to the domestic market, so in the upcoming wagon tenders, I guess there is a tender for 10,000 wagons which are higher capacity. Would it be using Class K? And if so, sir, what would be the timeline?
So these are high capacity bearings, but not Class K. So this 10,000 bearing which will need, 10,000 wagons will need 80,000 bearings, CTRB, Class E, higher capacity, high cap bearings, which obviously we have introduced to the railways. So that is going to be obviously those orders would come. The previous order, which was there, placed 3 years back, those wagons are also still, that order book is still there. They have not completed those 30,000 wagons into 3. So that is also in the pipeline on top of this new wagon order is there. And then the railway workshops are also using some bearings. So the as far as order book from railway wagon industry is pretty robust. Only thing is that the execution, because of domestic factors like election and things like that, has obviously not helped the cause a lot. But as I said, from January onwards, things should start ramping up for railways in general holistically.
Sure. And sir, lastly, if you can update us on the SRB, CRB timelines and any plans on TRB expansion, what is current utilization on TRB?
So on the SRB plant and the CRB plant, our foundations are laid out, foundations have been done, we have placed orders for all our assets. Currently, the PEV guys, which is the erection guys, are working. So our timeline generally is that last quarter of next year, we'll be doing our machine runoff, PPAPs and things like that. And from January 25 onwards, we should be really wrapping up the plant. So things are on time, working well. During monsoon, our Bharuch area got heavy rain, so we lost some 10 days there because of heavy rains. And then Gujarat also celebrates more Diwali than the rest of the nation. So a couple of weeks. Other than that, everything is as per plan.
Okay. And so TRB utilization currently and plans for expansion of it.
Yeah, so TRB utilization for our Bharuch plant, we are running 3 shifts, 6 days. For Jamshedpur, we have, obviously to control costs, we have closed down 5 days here, 5 days there continuously. so that we can, you know, save on cost, we save on electricity and produce more, productivity remains intact. So as I see, the month of December is running almost, rail is running normal 3 shifts, 6 days. December will be similar, and January, February onwards, we might have to hit 7 days. On TS, November is still, I would say, in that 65-70%. December looks something like 80-ish. And January onwards looks to be a lot better.
Okay. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. So just on the exports part of it, did you mention that the railway part of it is something that you expect to recover faster? Is that you called out for, just to reconfirm?
That is right, that is right. The railway exports are already pretty much back to, you know, back to normal as we speak to you. So, and that, as we see, the North American market is pretty, pretty okay. And, you know, if you see from our global this as well, you will get the same feel. The North American rail market is a lot better than before. So it is already picked up.
Okay. Sir, what about Class 8 trucks as well? You also supply to that, right? So how has been the trend there?
Yeah, we do supply to the XL builders in North America, all of them. Out of Jamshedpur, through which goes through the Intel company, and then we also do to the agriculture and those. There we have seen, obviously, we have seen last 3-4 months have been pretty much tight because of, I don't think it might be because of, you know, if you look at the sales, they might be not that bad, though last month would have been a little bit different. But we see that that area will take some more time to pick up, maybe 2-3 months. But I see green shoots as I look at my January demand forecast for exports on TS in general, which covers both ag and class H as well. So there we look that the reversal is, we can see that reversal happening.
Okay. So, sir, would it be fair to assume that second half of FY25, before your India plant comes up, your export should go back to that 30% plus? Would that be a fair estimate to make, sir?
Should be, yes.
Okay. That's helpful. Sir, the other thing is, you know, what we have also seen with lower proportion of exports, your gross margins have also gotten impacted. So should also improve, so gross margin should also trajectorily improve from here on as exports pick up. How should we look at it, sir?
So, you know, generally, you know, I would say that flattish or a little bit upish, that is how you should look at it. So you know, more export cannot take it as a hockey stick. It would be flattish, a little bit more, more sales. You know, obviously you leverage the plant more, so that gives you an edge on the cost, but it won't be something which will kind of suddenly take it to the next level quickly.
Got that. That's very helpful. So operating leverage, which should overall help, gross margins will be some improvement. That's the way we should look at it.
Correct. You know, every time you know you produce more out of the same assets, you get the leverage.
Correct.
But then it is not a leverage which will move the needle like a hockey stick. So yeah, you're right.
Got that. That is helpful. So the other segment where you're also fairly dominant is the steel part of this thing, and that's something that we are seeing a lot of capacity addition there. So any thoughts on that part of or segment of the bearing business?
So, you know, obviously, Timken Company is globally well entrenched in this steel business for decades. And obviously we keep on working with the mill builders, whether it is SMS, Danieli, Mitsubishi, etc. So that business in India obviously is going to become better and better. You know, I don't have to tell you guys our per capita consumption of steel needs to get more, and it is getting more, and more melt is taking place, and India will have at some point of time also produce ultra clean steel apart from the CRM what we are doing, or hot rolled stuff we are doing. So all that is moving in the right direction. We are the only bearing company, and we have invested time, energy, money, effort, technology, and we are maintaining today 26 sites inside the steel companies where we do Miltech services, where we mount, demount bearings, grind, de-choke, choke. So the whole idea is that not only we are going to give the customer the product which they need, and steel mills are faster now, we are well entrenched maintaining those bearings. No other bearing company can have that chip on their shoulder what we do in India. And we want to make sure that the customer not only gets the product which they want, whatever mill they have, because we work with mill builders, whether the mill is coming from Europe, so our Europe, the parent company is working with them in Europe, and our parent is also working at technology aspect of it in headquarters to develop bearings which will suit the modern mills. So we remain dominant player in the steel market, whether it is at the project stage or it is at the MRO stage. And MRO, we are the only company which has people on the ground running their shop 24/7. Steel companies don't stop. So our people are there 24/7 maintaining, running, and we see this as a nice growing market. Both the Miltic services, though the top line wise is not great, but for bearing sale it is great.
So, sir, basically for railways and steel, your dominant market shares will continue. You don't see any heightened competitive intensity. Would that be a fair assumption, sir?
The intensity of competition obviously will remain there. But in order to run those bearings under the harsh conditions in the steel mills and Indian steel mills, running Indian steel mills in India, running European mills in India versus European mills in Europe or Japanese mills in Japan, running in India is a little bit of a different animal which we have mastered. So I don't see on the steel side that we can get out of the position we are in. Similarly, on the railways, we are continuously working on technology to provide better bearings. So like Classy High Cap is a great example, which people are following. And we'll continue to sell. So we'll work hard to maintain that position in these dominant segments. And similarly, the others, say, for example, Mr. X is a dominant player in the paper industry or the sugar industry. So they try to maintain it there. Or Z is in cement. So they try to maintain there. So, and the Indian pie is growing. So that is, yeah.
Would it be possible to just give a broad range in terms of your total domestic revenues of broadly 70% now, 70 to 75%? What would be steel contribution in that?
Steel is basically, if you see, steel comes off our distribution, that is a largely, it is divided into a distribution, which is MRO. So distribution totally is 20%. Specifically steel, how much is there? I'll have to look at the numbers. And then the process equipment which we sell, which is 19% of us, which it has wind also in it, that goes into the, a portion of that goes into the steel new mills. Though we don't have the figures right off here on steel, how much revenue we generate selling bearings to the steel, but we can dig it for you if you want.
Sure. That is helpful, sir. So just you briefly mentioned about wind. How has that market been doing in your presence and competitive scenario there would be helpful, sir?
So wind is a very interesting, China wind is tanking. So that is definitely hanging. That is their domestic need is significantly down. So India does not have really a great domestic market yet. It is only now that Adanis are accelerating the wind in India, wind installation in India. So they are looking at design, they are looking at wind farms, and their concept is generation to consumption. So, and then obviously Government of India wants to put it both onshore and offshore. especially Kutch and all that area. So that market is going to get unleashed in times to come. And we see the first solid steps being taken by Adani's wind business. Other than that, domestic market was always a very small market. It was, you know, some wind farms in Neyveli, Trinveli, etc., which was largely sub-megawatt. Now we are talking, you know, like Adani is looking at 3 megawatt and also looking at a little bit bigger as well. But 3 megawatt is quick to install. So they are looking at 3 and beyond that. But as far as ZF and Flinders and others are coming who are making gearboxing exporting them, last year was a great year. This year there is definitely a downturn there. Obviously, you know, you can see the Chinese market also down, and then the European also pretty much very buoyant. But these markets of wind are cyclical in nature. You know, they go up, they come down, they go up, and many times it is connected to many local issues and connections. So this market is going to remain for India. It is going to be remaining. This year is compared to last year was dull. Next year might be a little bit better than this year, but in 25, 26, 27, as the Indian domestic market takes up, this would be a hot thing. But overall, you know, this segment, RE, renewable energy, is only growing with Timken in India, and the parent company also, it is growing. It is almost a number one segment for them as well. So this particular India is going to be a sunrise market. Give it a couple of years and you will be talking a lot more wind. Like we are talking a little bit more rail today, we'll be talking more wind into your site.
Got that. Thank you so much for that detailed answer. So just one last question in terms of the new plant, which should come up by January 2025 is what you called out. How should one see the ramp-up trajectory of that over first, second, third year? How should one look at it? Any thoughts?
Yeah, so you know, obviously, it is after installation, after PPAP. We are currently, say, if you take the Indian market, so we are already selling to the material handling companies. We are selling to the American companies who are in that business in India, and then we are selling to the Indian MRO cement and also steel. So we are connected to these customers who are buying a lot of papers from us, and certainly a lot of CRBs and SRBs from us as well. And there are a lot of market in India which we are not yet touching. So long story short, as we start ramping up the plant, we definitely need to do the process of PPAP approvals. As the plant changes, all the steel companies, cement companies, they are very finicky about the source they want to certify. So MOC, management of change, PPAP, all that. I would say that in order to really reach to a 90% utilization, I don't see an issue on the business side of it, but wrap up MOCs, PPAPs, all that approvals in place and everything, it will take us 36 months to really achieve on capacity utilization.
Got that. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for giving such detailed answers and wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Mukesh Saraf from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on your domestic mobile segment, which is CV and captives. Could you give some sense on how you're looking at it, how the next, say, 6 to 9 months looking there for you?
Mukesh, sorry to interrupt you, but can I request you to speak through the handset? Your voice is coming very muffled.
Yeah, is it better now?
Yes.
I could get the question with Mukesh. Yeah. We have an old association. I got the essence of Mukesh's question. So on mobile others, Mukesh, obviously, you know, heavy truck is a major part of it, and then tractor is the other half of it, and then you got the backhoes and excavators of part of it. So heavy truck and tractors, I think you guys have to tell me rather than I tell you. So you know it, you know the story better than me. And Mukesh, you need to advise us how is the tractor market going to look like January to March and then April to May, June, July. So, you know, as I see today, heavy truck market definitely has to come back to the levels where it deserves to be. And there are, I am hoping that there would be post May of 24, a lot of further changes. And then further investments, which the government continues to do it, and I hope the private sector continues to do that. Tractor had not been bad this year, and next year could get better. But overall, I think heavy truck is not currently, if I say it is it buoyant? It is not. But you guys know it better than me how heavy truck is going to behave in India in coming months.
If I look at the mix of heavy trucks, we're seeing a lot of trailers and, say, tippers getting sold. So should that kind of be better for you in terms of, say, the bearing content, in terms of value that that you're supplying per truck?
More the tippers, more better for us. More heavy haulage, better for us. So on heavy haulage differential period, definitely we love it. So as India, as tipper sales get better, it is better for us. If it is going to be, you know, more sales of 2-10, 5-ton, 10-ton, 12-ton, it will be, has become a little bit commoditized, 100% commoditized on the wheel end. But if it is tippers, heavy haul, and more trailers, definitely good news for us.
Right. All right. And my second question is in relation to the new plant for TRB, for SRB and CRB. So obviously, like you mentioned, production starts only January 25, but to kind of start seeding the market and to kind of develop some of these products that you're not already supplying, would you initially have to start importing and kind of start supplying those products and then slowly localize them? So would we start seeing more of traded products before your plant comes into operations?
Absolutely right. So that is the route we have already taken. We are already importing, not in a huge amount, just to kind of, you know, ramp that up. We are importing, and you know, by yesterday's figure that we imported components for 1,000 bearings and assembled and shipped it. So we are already doing it side by side in our existing plant there. So we are kind of trying to see if we can do something a little bit more ahead of the curve. So that is the idea. But the, you know, real stuff is that when our machines start producing, because PPAP is you know, one is the business aspect of it, the other is the technical aspect of it. So the PPAP has to come from that plant and get certified. But we are doing that for the business aspect, relationship aspect. We are already importing and assembling and shipping and selling, but little small volume, just to kind of, you know, get engaged.
Okay, no, so the reason I asked that question is, I mean, more traded goods might...
I get that. That is, I said that, you know, from 25, it will really take us 3 years to tell you that we are running 6 days, 3 shifts flat out.
All right. And just lastly, when I look at this quarter's margins, I mean, they have improved a bit, you know, from, say, the first quarter also, while your export mix hasn't really gone up too much. So, and what could have kind of benefited margins? Because our understanding is that exports is probably your best margin segment. So, I mean...
Steel pricing.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't hear you.
Steel and pricing.
Okay. So you've seen some benefit from steel and generally your pricing has been better.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Great, sir. Thank you for this. I'll get back in the queue.
Thanks, Mukesh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bharat Seth from First Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my question is related to parent as a engineered bearing as well as other lot of transmission product, which is a very large segment also for them, one of the large. So do we have any relevant product for India and any plan to bring those product to India?
So yeah, it is definitely a very good question, very strategic for us as well. So parent, out of their $4.5 billion, almost 1.4, 1.5 billion is coming out of the non-bearing products. So,
correct.
Which is largely couplings, chains, linear motion, and belts, pulleys, and couplings, etc. So these are the applications which are already used in India, and these are the applications which are currently being a lot of our competitors are also in the game of selling that. Now in India, definitely market is very much there. All these companies which have been you know, M&As have been largely done in North America and Europe. So which means that the Timken company has the design capability now in this. They have the intellectual property in this, and they have an established global market in this. And India is also a nice market, but knowing the Indian price points, importing a belt out of Carlisle in US and selling in India, I don't think is possible, but you know, it can be regular business. So the only way it can be done is to have a supply chain model in India or a plant in India to augment both exports to the parent and sales in India. So we continuously are looking at the possibilities. We are looking at what is available in the market company-wise. We are looking at how do we create that. And this is definitely a segment which at some point of time, the parent and then from Timken India Limited side also would like to explore, definitely. And as I say, we are already importing and as traded goods a little bit of stuff. Say, for example, we have installed the lubrication system on the Pune Metro. Obviously, bearings are from TL. We imported from our parent and assembled it in India and gave it. Similarly, we are doing a small work on an area called Cone Drive, which does the gearboxes for the solar panels. And definitely, it is a market available in India. India has a great potential on cost and quality as well. So we have to kind of make sure we have the right model at the right time to go for it. Definitely, in coming times, you will hear more about it. And parent is aggressively developing this market. They have done some great mergers and acquisitions. They have some great technology, and technology is available for us. Market is here. So at some point of time, these dots would get connected.
Second question is that my correct understanding that you said in the opening remark that from H2 CY 25 we will be hitting again export of 30% plus kind, or maybe timeline is a different.
As we see the green shoots coming back, rail is getting better in North America, is already good in North America, and then we see some green shoots coming back in the 0 to 8 inch which we export. So what we said is that this 6 months are not great on that, and if the market has kind of bottomed quickly for us in FY25, definitely towards that side, it is going to be a lot better, inching towards the 30%, which is part of our pie for sales in terms of export.
Okay. So then, last question on distribution side, what are steps we are taking to increase the distribution pie?
So on the distribution side, obviously Timken has the brand, Timken has the technology. The first thing which is augmenting the reach. So we need to make sure that we have more distributors. As the market is no more in the major cities, it is in town A, B, C, D, in the hinterland. So we are continuously developing more distributors. And obviously we don't take distributors who are commodity guys. We make distributors who are already into the value selling game, where they make sure that you know, they can do fair work for a technology item. So we are continuously enhancing our channel in India, and this channel management, both in terms of digitizing it, empowering it technologically, and adding more distributors. So that is a, and we then we do the make sure that the trainings are in place, product availability is in place. We got the inventory here in a centralized warehouse, and then we have right inventories with the distributors so that the opportunity sales are not lost. So all those channel management work is continuously being done.
And is it fair understanding that distribution margin is little better than the company level?
Always for everybody.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you very much. I think we have utilized over 45 minutes. Thank you very much for today. Thanks a lot. And if there are any specific questions, we can also see how do we cover them in the next session. Thank you very much. All the best. God bless you. Jai Hind.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Batlivan & Karani Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.